Hello, Mr. Smith. My name is Lena. Can I speak with you a moment? I'm a university student and have a placement here at the clinic. Your appointment just ended, correct? Do you have a few minutes to talk or do you have to run? Oh, that would be great. This shouldn't take too long. I have a few questions and some case notes I'd like to review. Remember last week when you were asked for your consent for a student to review your file? Yes, well, I'm one of the students in the group and I received your file. I have one of the exam rooms booked for the next 30 minutes. Could you join me? I'm great. Please take a seat. I had a really good weekend, thank you. I went out with friends from university on Friday night and had a great time. How was your weekend? Excellent. Glad to hear. So, as I mentioned, my name is Lena, and I'm a first-year student at the local university. I'm just about done my first year of studies. I will be a sexologist eventually. Exactly. A number of us are doing practicums at the clinic here. With that, we were given a couple of files to work with. Your therapist picked you specifically for me. She's been working with you and your wife for the past couple of months, correct? Yes, that's what I read. You guys are having a bit of a rough patch. I was given you and one other gentleman's file, who is almost identical in symptoms and repressed sexual urges. No, it's okay. You don't have to explain anything. It's fine, and I have already read your file a number of times and made extensive notes. Your therapist gave me your file specifically and based on my area of interest and talents. She believes that I would be a big help for you. This is above and beyond your standard therapy that you and your wife have. That continues as normal. You and I would meet once a week for the next couple of months. Short 30 to 60 minute sessions only. My times are very flexible and I can work around your schedule. Is this something that you think you would like to do? Mr. Smith, do you know what a sex surrogate is? It's not quite like that. It's a valid form of therapy, and it's based around education and intimacy to achieve a therapeutic goal. That is correct. I am training to become a full-time sexologist with a specialty of becoming a sex surrogate. I believe that most of your symptoms and dysfunction can be eliminated with my help over the next couple of months. Do you consent to this and agree to therapy with me? Like I mentioned, this is a safe and private session. No one knows what happens in these rooms except for your trusted therapists. You decide what to tell your wife. That is fantastic. Let's use today's session as a trial. And if you enjoy this and want to continue with my help, we can book the rest of the sessions after. Let's first address the issue of pornography and your collection, Mr. Smith. I have a list of your videos your wife found on your laptop. Look at these titles. I Wanna Butt Fuck the Babysitter. Creamin' Teens. She is half my age. I could go on, but I won't. I can tell by the guilty look on your face that you were watching these videos recently. Probably masturbating to them, correct? Sit down, sweetie. This is a safe place. I can't have you looking at those videos any longer, though, Mr. Smith. It's not appropriate for your marriage. I believe that sessions with me will help satisfy your urges or at least get them under control. Please remove your clothes and fold them on the chair. When you're finished, you will remove my dress and underwear as well. Yes. For this to work, there has to be a special level of trust. I understand that this is foreign to you and honestly a part of your dysfunction. Do you trust me? Okay, then. Please proceed, sir. As you undress, I will describe our goals. Since many sexual problems are psychological rather than physical, communication plays a key role in the therapeutic process between a patient and the sex surrogate. Surrogates offer therapeutic exercises to help the patient. These include relaxation techniques, intimate communication, and some sexual touching. You wasted no time with your clothes. Please untie my sundress in the back and pull the shoulders down and off. You're so nervous. Is it my age, sir? How often do you get a chance to undress college freshmen? You know exactly what I'm talking about, sir. The floor is fine. And now the panties. Slide them down. So, you like girls my age. Let's just take a moment and look at each other, sir. Please relax. You look like you're going to pass out. You do not have the first erection I have ever seen, Mr. Smith. You do have an extremely attractive looking cock. Exactly what I find attractive. Great length, a little on the wide side, and a large cockhead. Very sexy. Using your eyes only, please look at my body. That's right. My breasts, my vulva, my feet. You're enjoying this, aren't you? That's fine. I like letting you look at me. In fact, that's part of why we're here. For you to release your sexual frustrations. Do you like my small B-cup breasts and petite figure, Mr. Smith? Yes, I know my body is very similar to the teen-themed pornography your wife found on your computer, isn't it? Oh, I know all about that. Your wife was so hurt, Mr. Smith. I'm going to slowly turn around for you now. While I do, I want you to continue looking at my young, nubile, flexible body, sir. Don't touch yourself. Not allowed. Oh my, I can tell this is getting to you. Your erection continues to get harder. Look, there's a spot of pre-cum at the end of your glands. Don't be shy, sir. You can say anything you want to me. Yes, I am much younger than you. The same age as the girls in your video collections, am I right? I ask you only not to lie, sir. Can I touch your chest? Thanks. I want to just run my hands over your skin. Now you can no longer keep those videos. In fact, they have already been deleted this morning. All of them. Sir, would you please rub my bum for me? Yes, just like that. Oh yes, run your rough hands back and forth over each cheek. They are soft, right? When you watch your videos, did you imagine how soft young nubile skin felt? Keep rubbing my little bum. I'm going to massage your testicles for you. Don't pull away. There. Nice and softly. I bet you didn't think this was how your day was going to go when you woke up, did you? You're making a mess with your pre-cum. You haven't released in days. Sir, you have been staring at my breasts the whole time. Would you like to feel them now? Have you ever felt small B-cup breasts like this? Be gentle, please. They are extremely sensitive. Ouch. Softly on my nipples, please. Yes, just like that. Oh my, I'm getting very turned on now. You're shaking, sir. I won't bite. I want you to bend over a little bit and rub my vulva and clit with your hand now. That's right. Please lick your fingers first and use the lightest pressure you can. It's even more sensitive than my nipples. Oh shit. Perfect. I'm going to stroke you too. A little softer, please. Yes. Soft circles. Like that. Let me go. Pull your foreskin back and lick my palm. And rub it around like you. Oh, God, are. So, over the next few weeks, we both progress slowly and try new things, new experiences. Eventually, but not too soon. I'll even let you inside my pussy. Can you put your finger in slowly? Oh, slowly. Yes, just like that. More. Only if you have been here, sir. Do you like hearing that? Oh God, course. Oh, it's tighter than your wife. I'm a young woman. I haven't had kids. Your last physical included full exams, which means no condoms. Oh, that made you throb. It will be tight, a tight fit for sure, but worth it. I promise. And then we can explore other openings. Oh, God. And last, if you're open to it, we can invite my other patient to share me together. You're climaxing. Keep finger fucking me. Keep going. Oh, yes. Oh, me too. You are fantastic at that, sir. No, thank you. Don't worry about the mess. It will be taken care of. Take a deep breath and relax. You can even use the last few minutes to rest on that leather chair over there. I'm going to slip out of the back door here where I can clean up and get dressed. Here are the rules, though, sir. Your computer and internet is now being monitored. There is to be no pornography, and sexual intimacy is only with your wife or in our sessions. Is that clear? Any breaking of these rules ends our relationship here. and has serious ramifications for any future sex surrogates that you may have in this country. This is serious business. Understood?